Yes, sir. Who do I have on the line?
This is Justin Epstein.
Okay, hold one moment. The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will serve as your lead, and he will be with you shortly, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. It's pretty faint, but I can hear you.
Is that better?
Yep, that's better.
Okay. So you have been on the Amazon board of Executive Clemson. Could you please state your name and your ABC number voice for the record?
Justin Stephen Epstein, 315-216.
Okay, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing this morning. To my...
Okay.
You have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Rice, who is our board chair, the Honorable Louise Quinones, and sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your lead during the hearing this morning. Also with us, sir, the representative of the Department of Correction, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Turner. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
It's kind of echoing. I can't really understand you.
Hold on 1 minute, sir.
Okay.
Is this better? Is this better, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, back to your hand today, sir. You signed and received a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes.
Okay. On that form, it notified you of the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or were you representing yourself today, sir?
I represent myself.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
So your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine that the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have four allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
I do.
Okay. The first allegation on the warrant states that you have violated the Amazon condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about April 10, 2018. Per the task GCMS lab report dated April 13, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, the next allegation on the warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by your possession of a hypodermic needle at the Maricopa Reentry Center on or about April 12, 2018 in Maricopa, Arizona. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay. The next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by your possession of a crystallized substance at your approved residence on or about April 12, 2018 in Maricopa, Arizona. Is that true or false?
It's false, in a way.
It's false, okay. And so your final allegation states you violated Amazon Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by your possession of a black tar-like substance as your approved residence on or about April 12, 2018 in Maricopa, Arizona. So is that true or false?
Yes, it's true that they found it in my house.
Okay, so basically, but you said that allegation number 3 is false. I'm going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Turner, to get some additional information on allegation number 3.
And the last one was the crystallized substance in my residence?
The one that you said was false was the crystallized substance at your approved residence.
Okay, it was, okay, that is true that it was found at my approved residence.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sir. Okay, well, Commissioner, Mr. Epstein, I am going to find that he was delinquent and did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision, that he may have lapses about the lapses to criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. I have motion by myself, second by Mr. Quinones. Agreed, Mr. Neal. Agreed, Dr. Wright. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of the hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Epstein. I'm going to go with some information and give you the opportunity to provide any information that you'd like to provide to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Mr. Epstein was released from ADC custody on 11-6-2017 and arrested on 4-12-2018 on an ADC tech warrant, no new charges. He's returned back to ADC custody on 4-12-2018 with a CSED of 11-3-2018, zero abscondes. Current conviction, 2014, commitment D, count one, trafficking and stolen property, 3 years and 6 months. 2014, commitment E, count one, shoplifting, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2014, commitment A, count one, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. 2014, commitment A, count three, forgery, 2 years. 2014, commitment B, count two, burglary, second degree, 3 years, 6 months. 2014, commitment B, count four, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 6 months. 2014, commitment B, count five, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 6 months. 2014, commitment B, count six, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 6 months. 2015, commitment C, count two, theft, 1 year. 2015, commitment C, count four, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. This is his second term in ADC custody with a CUIR score of 2-2, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3, no STD information is noted, no prior terms of supervision, disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests, there are other arrests, however, there were charges either not followed or not processed. He has a GD score of G6-B6.
Okay, Mr. Epstein, when you were released from DOC, I see that you were approved to reside at the Reborn Assistance located at 2546 West Orangewood Avenue in Phoenix. You stayed at the residence until you finished our program and found a residence that leased to him located at 1326 West Becker Lane, apartment number 2 in Phoenix. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Were you staying at that address at the... Is that your last address before you were taken into custody?
I couldn't really hear you.
Were you staying at that apartment at the time you were taken into custody?
No, I was what happened was I drove to the Black Canyon office where they have the MRC program because I was turning myself in to treatment for 30 days. That's what my parole officer wanted me to do. So I was supposed to be there at 2 o'clock on the 12th, and I was. And then I gave him the keys to my car and went out and found something there and then went to my apartment and found something there. So he came and told me he was violating me instead of letting me enter the treatment program.
Okay, so you were actually still standing on Becker Lane when you went into the center. So that was, you were still standing there prior to being arrested?
I was staying there. I would have continued to probably stay there after I completed the treatment center too. My rent was paid up so I could do it. Go through the treatment center and get out and still have my place and my car and everything.
Okay. So it says that you were working at the Pensacola Chevron Station at 710 East Indian School Road?
That's correct.
Okay. So according to your program, so you were referring to screening that pass with UA random UA test. You had the color code Navy. You were responsible for 10 UAs while you were on parole. It says that February 26th, you both reduced. February 27, you were positive for opiates and amphetamines.
And then on March 8th, you failed to report. March 16th, you failed to report. March 19th, you reported but found, you were found with a tube bleeding from your hand to your pants. A offender was asked you to leave task, and the incident report was sent to your parole officer. And then on March 20th, you were positive for amphetamines, as well as April 10th, positive for amphetamines and opiates. So you were released November of 2017, sir. What happened? Did you just relapse, or what happened, sir?
Yeah, I was doing well, and I completed the Senate bill, and I completed the SAGE program, and I moved out of Reborn right down 27th and Orangewood, and I got my own place. Probably, it wasn't in the best neighborhood. I can't really blame it on that, but my surroundings weren't all that great, and I just slipped up. Yeah, I relapsed, and I had about 3.5 years sober, so I relapsed, and my parole officer caught up with it, and then when he told me to turn myself in the treatment center, that's what I was trying to do. It's not like I wanted the help. I want the help, so I'm not saying that the time in here isn't necessarily a bad thing for me. It I think in a way it was a blessing, but I don't know. That's all I have to say about that.
So what did you just relapse as soon as you got out of the program? Because it looks like you did in the program, but once you got out on the phone, it was all downhill.
Yes, once I got up, it wasn't right away, it was maybe a month or so after I got out. And I just started messing up, yeah.
So are you going to NA or AA classes or any program since you've been incarcerated?
Yeah, I go. And I have found a sponsor that I'm working with, and just taking that route, seeing if it works.
Okay. So I'm gonna see if the board has any additional questions for you.
Okay.
Send the board has no additional questions for you, sir. We're coming up on a conclusion on the end, Mr. Epstein. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board prior to the board going into discussion, sir?
I understand what I did was wrong, and there's no excuses for that. But I didn't really run from parole. I turned myself into the treatment center that I was supposed to. So I want the board to understand that I didn't try and avoid the consequences of my actions. I tried to look them head on and take them. So that's why I ended up back in here. That's the direct consequences of my actions, and I understand that. And I could use some structure to get back on track other than being in prison, I think. So, that's really all I have to say. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Epstein. The board is going to go into discussion. So while the board is in discussion, I want you to stay on the line so you can hear the discussion taking place. However, I need you to remain silent. The board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on the community supervision, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Board's going on to discussion. It appears that Mr. Epstein, when he got out, he was doing well. He did go into the program. He did complete the program. He completed the program and was able to move out on his own and get him an apartment, which he was saying. But once he moved out and got on his own, he said about after a month, he relapsed and started back to doing drugs. His PO was definitely trying to work with him to keep him straightened out, but that didn't work out. He's going to be released on November 3rd of this year that he's in there. I don't hope that while he's incarcerated that he would get in NAAA or take any program that he had, work with CO3, so that when he does get finally released, he won't be on parole or community supervision.
but he'll have a better plan to keep himself straight now, and he has proven that he can stay off of drugs, and hopefully he'll stay off drugs and do well while he's incarcerated, so when he's released, he won't be on drugs and able to be a productive citizen. And once he released, which he certainly had a job, he was working, and he was following through on everything he should, but he just relapsed and couldn't stay away from the drugs. That's my opinion. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Okay, not hearing any other comments coming from my colleagues, then I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Epstein, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Neal. Agree, Mr. Quinones. Agree, Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Epstein?
Yes, sir.
So the board is voting to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on November 3rd of 2018, sir. I know that by being incarcerated, sir, that you can go to NA, attend NA programs and attend any drug programs that you can while you're there, so that when you're released, sir, you won't be on parole in any community supervision. You won't put your CO3, maybe if there's a program you need to get into when you get out. But hopefully, sir, while you're there, you'll stay drug-free and be strong enough that when you get out, that we'll look forward to seeing you being out there as a productive citizen. So I want to thank you for participating in the hearing today. That is going to conclude the hearing at this time.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.